meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A freeze warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. A freeze watch begins at midnight Sunday morning and continues until 9 a.m. Sunday. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 58. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, 30. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly continues to work through her bills that were sent to her by the Kansas State Legislature after signing House Bill 2322 earlier this week that would update the Special Education for Exceptional Children Act to include children with dyslexia under the list of disabilities that are covered. KWCH News reports that under the new bill, the new schools will now be required to provide additional resources to support students with dyslexia. In a statement during the signing, Kansas Governor Kelly said, quote, ensuring our special education students have the tools they need to thrive is one of my top priorities. And that means recognizing all students, including students with dyslexia, who may need additional support and resources. On the same day, Governor Kelly also signed two other bills, including House Bill 2216 that would remove the mandatory five-day term for imprisonment for first-time offenders that may drive on the highways without a license or that may have been canceled, suspended, or revoked. House Bill 2214 was also signed, changing the name to the State Correctional Facility to the Larned State Correctional Facility in Kansas.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on a loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR up to 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
After the Biden administration says they proposed changes to Title IX to try to include transgender athletes across the nation and banning states from banning the transgenders in girls' sports, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says that he believes it's a twisting of the Title IX laws and the original intent of the law.
So I think the Biden administration is completely twisting the meaning of Title IX. Title IX was enacted decades ago to create a realm of women's sports that is funded by the federal government. It's because of Title IX that we have such well-funded college athletic programs for women's sports. And the intent of Title IX, very clearly spelled out by Congress, was to create an area where women and girls could compete fairly against other females, and it was to create a sporting realm where there's fairness, where they wouldn't have to compete against males if they wanted to play this sport. And so I think the Biden administration is really twisting the words.
That audio from KSNT News, Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Spring is officially here, which means it's also almost time for camping season as many individuals try to get outdoors and try to enjoy the outdoors and nature just a little bit. And Diane Becker, Communications Director at LARM, says while you prepare for your camping extravaganza and coexisting with wildlife.
So since you're going out into their space, you have to expect that they're going to be there. And there's no way that, especially in a wooded area with a water source, that those are going to be kept out.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they remind you not to leave food outside because it may attract wildlife and make them dependent on campsites and visitors in order to find their food, and to remember the camper's motto of leaving the campsite better than when you first arrived. They are also reminding individuals about controlled burns going on across the state of Nebraska going into the drought and warmer seasons, but they say campsites and state parks are ready for visitors to begin seeing them for the summertime.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas residents affected by recent severe weather should contact the Kansas Insurance Department if they have an issue with an insurance claim. The department has been in contact with local authorities in multiple counties and urges residents affected by storms to contact the department if they need assistance. A fatality accident in Washington County Thursday morning claimed the life of a Clifton man. Douglas Toll, age 78, collided with a motor grader at an intersection on K-9 5 miles northwest of Clifton. He apparently missed a stop sign and struck the grader, driven by Jeremiah Peters, age 48, of Washington, who was not injured. Again, that fatality Thursday morning, Douglas Toll of Clifton. A Washington man was injured in a vehicle accident Wednesday in Kiowa County, Kansas. Cody Metz, age 19, of Washington, was attempting to avoid a collision after another vehicle had crossed into the opposite lane after a semi had stopped on the highway in the lane of traffic. Those two vehicles struck each other on the shoulder of the road. Cody Metz was transported to Pratt Regional Medical Center with suspected serious injuries, transferred to a Wichita hospital. The other driver was transported to a Wichita hospital. A passenger in that vehicle from Wisconsin was killed in the accident, which occurred Wednesday morning around 7:30 in Kiowa County. A drive-by fundraiser toward medical expenses for Cody Metz is planned this Sunday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. in front of Washington Christian Church at 16 C Street. Free will monetary donations will be accepted and can also be contributed via Venmo. For information, contact Marlene Stahm at 785-770-2057. It's reported that Cody Metz will remain hospitalized at Wichita for some time and will need multiple surgeries. Again, the drive-by donations accepted Sunday evening, 5 to 7, at the Washington Christian Church. A gathering of the Alcove Springs Preservation Society and Kansas chapter of the Oregon-California Trails Association is planned Saturday morning, 9 a.m., Alcove Springs, returning to Marysville for lunch. The public is welcome, as well as anyone interested in history or volunteering for work at Alcove Springs. Recent storm cleanup from last summer and updates will be featured. For information, contact Dwayne Isles of Holton. Again, the meeting Saturday, 9 a.m. at Alcove Springs. Prom is Saturday night at Marysville High School with a promenade and introductions at 7:30 p.m. on the 7th Street corridor west of the wagon wheel. Senior walk down Broadway starts at 8:15 at the historic courthouse proceeding west, followed by a dance at Venue 36. Marshall County Historical Society will present a program on WPA projects this Sunday, 2 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. WPA scholar Kira Heights of Manhattan will present a new deal for public art in the Free State. Again, that program featuring 1930s federal programs during the Great Depression will begin at 2 p.m. Sunday at Marysville City Hall. Renovations, including a new altar at St. Malachy's Catholic Church in Beatty, will be dedicated with a 6 p.m. evening mass Sunday. Beatty native Bishop Emeritus Thomas Olmsted will lead the celebration. Verna L. Gibson, age 88, of Marietta, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Deer Creek Cemetery north of Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verna Gibson. LaVon K. Cook, age 84, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for LaVon Cook. Neil D. Brock, age 88, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., Centenary United Methodist Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Neil Brock. Aaron W. Schultes, age 58, of Diller, passed away April 12th. Celebration of Life is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in February. Curtis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Aaron Schultes. Lillian L. Ruhlmeyer, age 91, formerly of Dubois, passed away. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at Freedon's United Church of Christ, Bern, interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Lillian Ruhlmeyer. Stanley E. Hayes, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away April 19. Memorial service Wednesday, 11 a.m., at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Private family burial at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Hayes. Ray A. Skip Moody, age 71, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life service is planned April 29th, 2 until 5 at the Idle Hour Bar in Clay Center, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Ray Skip Moody.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying clear and cooler throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Slightly cooler throughout Sunday as well, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. There will be a chance for some rain showers on Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And rain showers continue throughout Monday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. These rain showers will continue throughout the day on Tuesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. More showers likely over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 68. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 44, and the record low, 21 degrees. Sunset this evening, 8:10. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
KNDY.
Cilantro is one herb that can generate strong opinions. We will tell you what drives the anti-cilantro crowd on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 21st, the 111th day of the year. And on this day, 105 years ago, Germany's World War I flying ace, the Red Baron, was shot down. To you and me, cilantro is an herb that punches up everything from rice to dips to Mexican fare. But for others, the innocuous leaf generates an almost visceral reaction. They experience cilantro as having a soapy or metallic flavor. It's an interesting study in genetic variants that account for how our senses decode the herb's fragrance. It's estimated that 10 to 15% of people with European ancestry carry a genetic variant which decodes the cilantro fragrance differently. So if you know someone with an aversion to the herb, be understanding. They can't help it. It's in their genes. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Join Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, celebrating 20 years in business. Drop by, have lunch from 11 to 1, Saturday, April 22nd, at After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids.
Un mensaje de Cover Kansas. Las renovaciones de Medicaid han estado en pausa desde 2020 y se reanudarán en 2023. Si su dirección con cáncer no está actualizada, podría perder la cobertura de Medicaid o CHIP este año. Vaya a cancer.ks.gov y haga clic en el icono rojo del chat hoy. Patrocinado por Community Care Network of Kansas y transmitido en cooperación con la Asociación de Radiodifusores de Kansas y esta estación.
Cook & Company proudly supports Nemaha Central students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Nemaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at upcoming events. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
For sports, I'm Doug Downs. Well, the Royals got swept in their last two series. They are on a six-game losing streak, and now they go on the road to take on the Los Angeles Angels. What is not going to be great for the Royals is the fact they will be facing the best pitcher in baseball in Shohei Ohtani in game number one, which is tonight. We told you earlier in the week that Wichita State had hired a new women's basketball coach, and yesterday they made it official with a press conference to introduce Terry Nooner as the 10th head basketball coach for Wichita State women's basketball. Terry Nooner was the associate head coach on the KU's team, which won the WNIT this year. Nooner also was a former player for the University of Kansas. Nooner said he is happy to be in Wichita and glad for the opportunity. NBA playoff basketball scores from last night. Philadelphia took care of Brooklyn 102-97. Golden State finally gets a win in the series over Sacramento with a 114-97 win. Phoenix took care of the Clippers 129-124. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
We're just mere days from the NFL draft in Kansas City. If you are planning on attending, the NFL has released a list of prohibited items to take at the draft. On that list include, obviously, alcohol or any illegal substance. You cannot bring any animals, chairs, stools, or other seating devices, laser pointers, beach balls, or inflatables, or any kind of noisemaker. NHL playoffs from last night, it was Toronto taking care of Tampa Bay 7-2. The Rangers took care of New Jersey 5-1. Colorado beat Seattle 3-2. And the Vegas Golden Knights took care of the Winnipeg Jets 5-2. And a nice heartfelt story to end this week. A 9-year-old fan of the Kansas Jayhawks, he took it upon himself to write Coach Bill Self after his recent health scare. 9-year-old KJ wrote Bill Self, who missed the entirety of the postseason this year, and Self responded with a thank you note. In his response, Bill Self said, "If you keep practicing, maybe I'll see you in a couple of years at Allen Fieldhouse." Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for skilled individuals for full-time or summer employment. If you or someone you know is looking for a stable career with wages that begin at $15.75 and up, offering advancement opportunities, annual wage increases, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, plus a generous benefit package that includes 401k, paid time off, and insurance benefits, among others. Apply online or contact Landall Company in Marysville at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Go online at Landall.com.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service, plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Imagine a scene in which a boy is wrenched from a mother's arms and is headed for certain death. No doubt the scene played out many times during the Holocaust, but this version had a happy ending. The story of survival is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
By 1945, the Russian army had retaken the city of Chinote. The Russians figured any Jews still living in the city must have struck a deal with the Germans in order to survive. So Jewish males, 17 years old and up, were being forced into the front lines of the conflict where they would meet certain death. That was the situation facing Serge Kreisberger.
They put you on the truck and you were gone. That's probably the end of it. I used to wear short shorts and try to look like I'm much younger.
But on one occasion, when troops were searching the streets and buildings near his home, Serge looked old enough for the Russians to load him on one of those trucks and send him to certain death.
I thought I can sneak in into my house. Just as I was coming close to the door, that Russian soldier at the corner saw me and he pointed, "Come here." And he put me in the truck. And that was it. And I would have been disappeared. But I started screaming, "Mother, mother, mother, mother."
His mother heard the screams of her child. And now, with Serge on the truck and ready to be separated from her forever, the mother made a dash to save her son.
And it says, "Bring down the passport." And here is the miracle. When they gave me that passport that that Russian colonel gave us 3 years earlier in 1939, when we got that passport, they made a mistake. Instead of saying I was born in 28, they put 1929. So they took me off the truck because she ran down with the passport, showed her my 1929. That would have been the end.
As the war ended, the family wound their way around Europe, and Serge eventually became a U.S. citizen in 1959. He passed in 2014, but my time and interview with him is one of the most inspirational I've had the opportunity to be a part of. Driving the Countryside in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Amber McCray.
With so many garden seeds on the market, it's hard to choose. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. For the best results, look for the All America Selections label as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's fun to try out new kinds of plants in the garden each year. Some I have good luck with, others not so much. My odds of success might go up if I choose seeds with an All-America Selections or AAS designation on the packet label. Diane Blazek is the executive director of AAS and says consider the designation a stamp of approval.
Our tagline is tested nationally and proven locally. It has been tested and trialed by professional horticulturists, so they know what they're looking for. Unlike maybe other new varieties, and I'm not saying all are like this, but you never know if something has really been tested and did it perform. Most companies will do their own trials, but this means that it's been tested in at least 30 places throughout North America.
AAS conducts trials for vegetables and flowers. Blazek says only new varieties grown from seed are tested. Each year, plant breeders submit new varieties for testing. The judges grow and analyze each entry on criteria such as disease and pest tolerance, novelty in form or flavor, yield, and overall garden performance.
Does it survive? Does it thrive? Is it different? Is it better? Because we grow next to comparisons. Usually there's at least two, sometimes three comparisons. So you're looking at a zinnia side by side to a current zinnia that's already on the market that is a great performer. So our entries have to perform better than the ones that are currently on the market in order to become an AAS winner.
Once a plant is given the AAS designation, it will keep it forever. The organization was founded in 1932, and the first winners were announced a year later after the results were tabulated from the first trial. Learn more about All America Selections at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
If your house was on fire and you just had 5 seconds to grab a few things, what would they be? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. After making sure my kids were safe, I'd grab some treasured family photos, a box of letters from my grandma, and my Bible, and for sure my wedding ring. These simple possessions reflect what I value most in my life, my faith, my family, my marriage. You know, when you get right down to it, there aren't many things in life that you really need. But we spend so much money on material possessions that are based on our wants. Remember that God tells you not to store up treasures here on earth. They distract you from the spiritual treasures He has to offer, like being a blessing to others. So the next time you're tempted to buy something you really don't need, think about what you value and what you already have. And then consider if there's something different you could do with the money. Something that helps you live out your faith. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
This ain't your grandpa's method for using manure as fertilizer. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Farmers have been using livestock manure to fertilize their fields for thousands of years. And while there have been improvements to the process along the way, perhaps the one described today is the most revolutionary. Natural Prairie Dairy operates out of Hartley, Texas, with farms in Indiana and Colorado. Co-owner Sherry DeYoung says they use what's called the VARCOR system from Cedron Technologies.
The VARCOR system can take cow manure and distill it efficiently into clean water, a portable, dry, odorless NPK fertilizer, and aqueous ammonia that serves as a great source of nitrogen for our crops.
DeYoung says the VARCOR system is not only environmentally friendly, it also complies with their organic dairy rules.
The reduction in greenhouse gases and decreasing methane emissions are also part of our green agenda and our environmental sustainability that our farm takes very seriously.
DeYoung says the VARCOR is a winner all around.
The use of the VARCOR is just one more way to create those efficiencies and utilize the products from our cows' manure and creating useful, valuable products for our land that grows the crops to feed our cows. So the future holds many promising technologies, and this is just really one of them.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello, my name is Xander Hull, a current senior at Frankfort High School. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfort. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers for the district. Positions are to begin immediately, and applications will be accepted when the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermilion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
KNDY. Here's a look at your ag news. From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, April the 21st. Well, dairy markets have been a bit of a roller coaster ride here of late, but they are picking up. Now, that's according to Leonard Paulzine, University of Wisconsin Extension Dairy Markets and Policy Specialist. He says consumers are still purchasing dairy products, and he expects margins to rise back up. Paulzine gives a recap of the 2022 dairy markets outlook.
2022 was kind of a year of highs, right? We had record high milk prices, but with that, we also had really high feed prices, right? So while the income coming in was high, so were the expenses going back out, right? But with that, margins still were quite good, relatively speaking, right? Kind of across the board for dairy. So that was kind of nice. That had gave a bit of a reprieve for producers to be able to catch up on some things, maybe make some new investments that we're seeing out there, and also maybe give a little cushion.
He adds that a little financial cushion from last year was a good thing to have in 2023. Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilenMachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It is currently 49 at Atwood, 53 at Norton, Belleville right now 52, Seneca at 51, Goodland right now at 45, Tribune 50, Syracuse right now 59, Liberal is at 59, Ashland 61, Coldwater 62, Fort Scott 56, Olathe 56, Lawrence right now 54, Troy 57, Hiawatha 56. And let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside. Oh, and take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener disc or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbilenMachine.com.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the primary crops that make up ethanol? And why is the dried distiller's grain byproduct so important when it comes to feed and food? Find out on today's Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings explains that most of the ethanol in the U.S. is made from corn. However, there are other crops that make up the ethanol feedstock supply.
Sorghum or milo is an important feedstock for a lot of ACE members and ethanol producers around the country.
Jennings points out that for corn in particular, ethanol is not the only product that comes out of the back end of the facility.
The oil contained in that corn is very valuable. And increasingly, that corn oil is spun off and sold into other fuel markets as a feedstock to make biodiesel or renewable diesel, and demand is skyrocketing for those products today. And then very importantly for folks like me who grew up around livestock, is that all the nutrients that are in that corn kernel are still part of the distiller's grain that are spun off these facilities as well. So the starch is the only part of the corn kernel used to actually make the ethanol itself. The nutrients, the protein, is still found in that distiller's grain that is a leftover, if you will.
However, it's a very valuable co-product, and it is used by all sorts of species, certainly mostly on the beef cattle side as a protein supplement for feeding cattle. But dairies are able to use that distiller's grain as well. And increasingly, poultry and swine have been able to utilize distiller's grain.
He says 30 to 40% of the raw corn crop is used for ethanol. The rest goes back into the food and feed market as distiller's dried grain. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the increase in natural disasters all over the country, many individuals are continuously working on national preparedness of any type of emergencies. Wildfires, droughts, flooding, and hurricanes are the top of the list for natural disasters. AARP's Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel says that it's important for you to have a plan for you and your family, your farm, and even your livestock.
Yet again, we see more devastating natural disasters this year. And while we can't control the weather, we can control how ready we are. Sitting down with your family and farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
He goes on to say that having a plan can always help during the natural disaster and prior to, but it can also help afterwards as well.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following a disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
They always recommend having food and water on hand, a place for shelter to meet during a natural disaster, and a process to go to if your family is separated or needs help. Many states also encourage a National Preparedness Month to try and remind individuals to have food stocked up or water bottled and different shelters in place for any type of natural disaster that may occur. Also planning on the best ways to preserve your farm and your livestock is always a handy way to try and get through a natural disaster. For more information on finding some disaster preparation tips, you can go to the website at aarp.org/aarplive for some live videos and virtual conferences on some tips and tricks.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
There are many reasons as to why beef cattle experts recommend separating first calf heifers from cows during calving season. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Brad White, Philip Lancaster, and Bob Larson advise on separating first calf heifers from cows and when they believe it is the best time to bring those two groups back together again.
You probably need to continue to feed those first calf heifers differently than your cows after calving. So they need additional supplement through early lactation if you don't have grass available yet so that you can feed them properly to meet nutritional needs. And then depending on timing of branding, if you're going to do it branding or pre-breeding vaccinations and you can put them back together, or when you're turning them out to grass and they're all getting the same grass, then you can mix them back together and be okay nutritionally.
Larson agrees with Lancaster and provides his reasoning.
I'm going to look at it more from a disease challenge standpoint, in that we've talked about this Sandhills calving system, which basically keeps calves away from older calves, so newborn calves. And in that type of a situation, the ideal thing would be if my heifers calve ahead of my cows, so that all of my heifers have calved out before the cows start calving, and I've got one or two groups of heifers and their calves, and they are segregated, and they're kept away from those cows until we turn them out to green growing grass. So I'm actually going to give the same answer as Philip. I think the time when you put heifers and their calves back together with cows and their calves is when we go out to grazing. Once we turn cows out onto pasture and they spread out, I'm not really worried about scours anymore. As long as we are supplementing those cows and bringing them into a tight area, whether it's a dry lot or a corner of a pasture, then I am worried about scours, and age segregation is really important.
Lancaster explains the differences in nutritional requirements with additional comments on social dynamics from White.
They're still growing, so they're going to need some additional supplement. They also are probably not going to lactate as heavily as mature cows. And so there's just a different nutritional environment there from keeping those heifers growing. You know, they don't consume as much as a mature cow, so they need a higher nutrient-dense diet to meet those needs. And so, yes, I want to keep them separate through early lactation, especially if I don't have green grass yet. I mean, if I'm turning out on green grass, you know, I don't calve until April and I've got green grass coming on in May, then I'm all right in that case because I've got good quality grass in that early part of lactation. But if I'm calving in March, I want to keep those heifers separate so that I can feed them appropriately through March and April before I get to green grass in May.
And not just the nutrient density of the ration, but the social aspects of being heifers versus mature cows.
Yeah, you got that issue there too, where you got dominance problems and whether they get enough to actually eat.
That's K-State experts Brad White, Philip Lancaster, and Bob Larson discussing separating first calf heifers from cows and when they believe it is the best time to bring those two groups back together again. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
KNDY.
się nie wrócę, bo mi już tamo się. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo mi już tamo się.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.